Friends, good morning. Welcome to this Palm Sunday morning service together. Whether you're joining us here in person, over Zoom, or on Facebook, we are so glad that you're here. Please take a moment to let us know that you're here, either by filling out the green welcome pad at the end of the row, following the QR code in your bulletins, or just clicking on the chat, the link in the chat thread over Zoom. And while you're at it, take a moment to fill out a prayer card from the row alongside you or by typing your prayer requests into the chat thread. Our kids will collect them later in the service. This was an exciting week in the office as our new administrator, Jen Fetsko, began her tenure. Here to introduce you is David Meadows, our personnel team chair. Here, you can come right up front.
Well, good morning, everyone.
We even have a microphone for you.
Fantastic. Thank you, Mark. All right. Good morning, everyone. I'm really pleased to introduce to you Jen Fetsko. Jen, would you stand up? She's in the back of the congregation today. Everyone say hello to Jen. We're so pleased to have her with us this morning, and especially with us here as part of the Stone Church family. Jen's office hours, oh goodness, now I'm blanking on it. Monday through Wednesday,
9 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
9 to 3, and Thursday,
9 to 1.
So you're welcome to stop in and see her. She also, of course, is here with us this morning, and you're welcome to greet her after worship. She also, I believe, will be staying for some pancakes and sausage, so you have an opportunity to meet her there as well. Of course, nothing like starting in the flurry of preparations for Holy Week. And, this is becoming a pattern. We did that with Rowan during Advent, right? And now Holy Week for Jen. But we appreciate all of your patience as we've gone through this transition. And it will continue, of course. Jen is learning. And I know it's a lot to take in all at once. But special thanks to those who have been part of the training for Jen, which will continue. So thank you all.
Thank you so much. Jen, we're so glad to have you with us. As David said, Holy Week is upon us. Every year at this time, we come together throughout the week, taking time to retell and to relive the week of Jesus' death and resurrection. This year, we follow alongside Peter and the other disciples through the ups and the downs of that impossible week. It all starts here today, on Palm Sunday, as we wave palm branches, shouting alongside the crowds, Hosanna, God save us. Many thanks to Sandy, who provided the palms again this year. They are sustainably grown and harvested in Guatemala and Mexico in partnership with communities there. The forests in which these palms reside are being protected from agriculture and logging because of the palms' residents. Thank you, Sandy, for helping us live into our witness in that way. And as David said, please plan to stick around after today's service for a pancake brunch downstairs immediately following the service, courtesy of Rick Lobbs and the Men's Breakfast Group. Many of you have been down there preparing during the Sunday school hour. Those of you who are here in person can smell it wafting up the stairs right now. It will be wonderful. Now, next Sunday is Easter, but kind of a lot happens between Palm Sunday and Easter. We hope you'll join us throughout the week at this special time. Our art devotional series is back again on Wednesday evening, reflecting on the stories of this week through original works of art. Then on Thursday, we relive Jesus' Last Supper with his disciples at our Maundy Thursday Love Feast. As Marty shared last week, it is a beautiful and incredibly meaningful time as we practice what it means to be the church together in service, in worship, and in fellowship. Whether you come every year or this would be your first, we hope you'll take the opportunity to experience Love Feast together this year. At the end of Love Feast, you can experience Good Friday through the disciple Peter's eyes. It's a self-directed, we've got a self-directed interactive Stations of the Cross. We will also have the church doors open on Good Friday from noon to 3 and 6 to 7 if you would like to participate then instead. The Forum of Churches is hosting our annual crosswalk service downtown on Good Friday this year as well. The service begins at the Abbey Church at noon, keeping vigil at the foot of the cross as we journey from church to church downtown, reflecting on the seven last words of Jesus. You can come for some or stay for all of the service. I'll be preaching from 12:50 to 1:10 at Most Holy Trinity Catholic Church if you'd like to be a part of that. On Easter Sunday, the scriptures tell us that the women went to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark. And so we too gather early in the darkness on Easter morning and soak in the mystery of the empty tomb as the light of dawn breaks over the hills. Our sunrise service begins at 6:30 a.m. Last week's bulletin accidentally printed an old flyer that said 6:45. It's 6:30. 6:30 at the Peace Chapel. You can park at the bottom and hike up together with other pilgrims, or the gate will be open so you can drive all the way to the top. We hope to see you there. It is always a special service. Then join us right back here in the sanctuary for our Easter Sunday celebration together next week at 10:45, our usual time. It is an incredible week, full of the wonder of these amazing events. And it all starts here with Palm Sunday. So may the music of the palms center us into this time of worship together.
Please rise as you are able and join me in the call to worship printed in your bulletins. sing songs of loudest praise. Hosanna! Sing songs that are unashamed. Hosanna! Sing songs without being afraid. Hosanna! Sing to the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
John 12:12-16. The next day, the great crowd that had come to the festival heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel." Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, as it is written, "Do not be afraid, daughter of Zion. Look, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first. But when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written of him and had been done to him.
It is time for the younger among us to come forward. If you have a prayer card, raise it up and they will collect them on their way up. Good morning. It's so good to see all of you. I have a question for you. Do you guys like parades?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, mostly when they throw cans.
Yeah, well, you've preempted my next question, which was, what's your favorite part about parades?
Candy throwing.
Of course it is. You know, living in Huntington, if you like parades, there are many, many opportunities to be a part of one. Now, did you hear that there was a parade in our scripture this morning?
Yeah.
Did you hear that? Yeah, there was a parade in our scripture. Was there any candy throwing? No, I don't think there was any. What was in the parade?
There were palm branches.
Palm branches. And do you remember what people were shouting?
They were shouting Hosanna. Or something Hosanna.
Hosanna. Yeah, do you know what Hosanna means?
No.
It means save us. Or it could mean protect us. And guess what? Our friend Donna wrote a book for children, well, about children's stories. And in it, she says it means keep us safe. I think that, I like that one the best. Keep us safe. Can you say that?
Keep us safe.
Can you say Hosanna?
Hosanna,
keep us safe. That's right. And that's what.
So why would they wave palm branches and say to save them when it's a parade and people are in the field?
Yay!
So Jesus is kind of the only one in, well, people are following him, but they're saying it to Jesus. Now, why do you think they're saying it to Jesus?
Because they think of him as the king.
Yeah, can you grab me that crown? Yeah, they think of Jesus as the king. Yeah, okay, Cece can wear the, so.
Now she's the queen.
They wanted him, what kinds of things do kings who wear crowns like this, what are they like? They weren't that good. That's
they
right. So they're hoping.
And they put taxes on stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
Sometimes he mean like King Henry VIII.
They were sometimes mean. Yeah. Do you think that that's the kind of king that they're hoping Jesus will be?
No. Some of them were kind of like that guy who burned people alive to light his garden party.
Yeah, that's Nero. Good job. Yeah,
it's. That was Nero. I thought it was like that. Yeah. Adolf Hitler guy.
Oh, well, yeah, he wasn't a king. Yeah, so we've got lots of examples of bad kings. But what kind of, so Jesus was going to be a king, but what's he riding on? Is he riding on a big stallion?
No, donkey.
What?
Because he's strong and sturdy.
A donkey? I don't think Jesus seems like a normal king riding on a donkey. Do you? Oh yeah, Cece, can you get the other crown?
I want to wear it.
Oh, you want to wear that one? Yeah, Sydney's changing her mind. I don't think. Oh no, her hair. Okay, I'll hold it. I'll just hold it. Yeah. So
anyone wants to wear it.
Oh my goodness, we've lost control before we even got to the crazy part. Wait. There's more to come. So Jesus is going to be a different kind of king and wear a different kind of crown. And you know what the scripture says? The scripture says that the disciples were confused. They didn't even understand what was happening because everything was unexpected. And we think about Palm Sunday as being really clear, but when it was happening, it was not clear. And so I thought, in order to help us remember that this day is sometimes confusing and sometimes has some surprises, that we could do something surprising and unexpected. You want to do something surprising and unexpected?
Yeah.
We're going to have our own parade, and you get to be in it. And in this one, we have palm branches. So in case you didn't bring your palm branches up, Cece, you can start handing out palm branches. And there is candy for you to give out to people in the congregation. So wait, listen. So wait a second. So, now, listen, you guys, you can wave your palm branches. Here's what's going to happen. Listening ears, eyes on me, listening ears. We're going to go up the center aisle handing out candy. Please do not throw any candy. And then we're going to come back down. We'll split up and come back down on either side, okay? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Whoa, no, you got to take a little bit so everybody can give it out. Give it out. Go give it out. Walk up through the aisle and give. And have a seat. Have a seat, have a seat, have a seat. You have a lot left? Are there people who were, what did Sally say, dying of sadness for their lifesaver? Sam has more. I know. Well, kids, if you come back up here, then you will get yours. Have a seat, have a seat, have a seat, have a seat. This is a Ben children's story. Why am I doing it? No, no, no.
No, no.
You guys are worse than Marty. Marty was stealing them before the service. Okay. Okay. I have lifesavers for you after we pray. Okay? So we've got to, nope. If you steal them, you won't get one.
I don't like them.
Sit down. Eyes and ears on me. Eyes and ears on me. Let's pray. You can repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
Keep us safe.
Keep us safe.
Even when we do not understand.
Even when we do not understand.
Help us keep joining your parade.
Help us keep joining your parade.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, now Pastor Ben has your lifesaver.
The Gospel of John tells us that crowds gathered to praise Jesus as he entered Jerusalem, singing and shouting with confidence. After describing the crowd, however, the Gospel writer zooms in on the disciples and tells us that while the crowd shouted praise at Jesus, the disciples were confused. The text says the disciples did not understand what was happening. I don't know about you, but I think a lot of our lives look like this. Either we understand God's presence in our lives and want to shout it from the rooftop, or we're standing on the side of the parade, missing our chance to sing. That's why we need the prayer of confession. Because life happens fast, and without a doubt, we have stood where the disciples stood. So let us pray. But we don't want to miss our chance to sing. Join me in the responsive prayer of confession. Holy God, we want to run into the streets and sing your praise. We want to be bold and unashamed of this good news gospel. However, too often we find ourselves standing against the wall. too often we stay quiet. Too often we let others carry the song. Forgive us for the moments when we could lead the parade, but instead find ourselves standing on the sidelines. Show us which songs are ours to sing. Show us which parades are ours to lead. And then give us the courage and conviction to do both. With honesty and hope we pray. Amen. Friends, no matter where you are on the parade route, whether you're waving palm branches through the streets or standing against the wall, quiet and cautious, Jesus marched for you. Jesus' love, his striving for justice and mercy, it was for you. So hear these. You are included in this story, and nothing can ever change that. So hear these words and trust them deep in your bones. We have reason to sing. For Jesus Christ loved you yesterday. Jesus Christ loves you today. And Jesus Christ will love you tomorrow. You are forgiven, claimed, and sent.